case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Did you do a podcast yesterday while I was away?
Nope.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the day before, I didn't either because you're only here for half the show.
I was only here for like three quarters of the show, yeah. So that's fine. A third. I'm going to say a third of the show. Actually, yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello. Hi. Welcome. What's been happening?
I don't know. On the show today, we're doing a lot of good stuff. It's Mother's Day at time of recording. If you're listening to this in a week's time, it is the 7th of the 5th, which means Mother's Day is 2 days away. We gave away or got our winner for our messages for Mum. That happened on the show. We did Baller versus Caller, Baller v. Caller. And the questions, I feel like we need to come up with some kind of guidelines for questions on the Baller v. Caller because they can literally ask whatever they want.
Well, I thought today I gave some good guidelines. I was like, it doesn't have to be a basketball question. It can be anything. Like, it could just be a Disney trivia. Like, it doesn't have to be hard. Like, the idea is that one of us would hopefully get it. Mm. And I feel like every week it's just ridiculously hard questions.
Well, last week when I was here on my own, the question was like, what year was the battle of something? It was like 1066, and it was just ridiculously hard questions. But, you know, that's what people are into. That's what people like to do. That's fine. I'm not going to judge them.
What else is happening? I'm just really tired. I'm so busy. Like, it's really frustrating. I think we talked about this earlier in the week that people are away at the moment. And so I'm having to do two jobs, which is fine, but I like don't even have time to do my own job now. I'm just doing this other person's job. And I'm like, this is annoying. And like, it's trying to find a balance. And then people being like, well, why don't you just stay later? Like, no.
Yeah. Well, you going to pay me for later?
Probably not.
No,
it's
not
very
at all.
Frustrating. It's like people just have very different, and this would happen in any workplace. People have different ideas of what the priorities are.
Yes.
And stuff like in my world, priorities is our show because that's my name, my face, my brand on it and everything. But in sales world, priority is me writing commercials.
Is money, yeah.
Which I understand. And it's like I used to work in sales and if it wasn't for them working so hard and selling all these commercials, we wouldn't be getting paid and all this other stuff. So it's a fine balance, but it is very hard me trying to tackle all of this stuff. So.
Yeah. It's a pain, but that's just the industry that we work in.
And like trying to deal with clients who are replying back to commercials, like scripts that I'm writing at like 4 PM, which is none of their fault in any way, shape or form. But I ain't here.
Yeah.
Like I start at 12 hours earlier sometimes. Yeah. So yeah, it's just a bit of, I'm looking forward. I have another week of it. So who knows how long it'll take me to get this podcast uploaded today is what I'm saying.
Because this will be up in a couple of days' time.
Because I have so much other work I need to do. But anyways. Yeah. Anyways, that's just me. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a disturbed sleep. So
same. I was up a couple of times last night.
Like, I started off fine. And then Griggs had to get up in the middle of the night to have a conference call with Spotify over in the US. So he was up at like 1:30 and then that kind of woke me up. But I told him to put an alarm. So it's fine. Like, that's my fault. And I did like go back to sleep quite instantly. But then I was half awake by that stage. And then so then when he came back into bed, like I felt him come back into bed. I was like, oh, okay. So that woke me up a bit. And then my alarm's just going, It's just one of those days.
Disturbed sleep is the worst, isn't
it? But on a positive note, I had a whole entire loaf of garlic bread to myself last night. So
and we
treat yourself.
And free lunch today.
We still haven't found out. I saw that she has donuts.
Really?
I want a donut.
Are they for her or did she put them on the communal table?
I don't know.
Because if they're on the communal table, free reign, my friend. Free reign.
Okay, bye. We got to go.
We'll be back on Monday with another podcast. We will see you then.
Have a good weekend if you're listening to this on a Friday.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's one thing we did just before we go quickly. You stitched me up with a quiz about my mother, which I did surprisingly well at.
You did, actually. I didn't think you were going to do that well, but
no,
you did.
I think I got like, there were six questions. I think I got four.
Yeah, three or four. I wasn't keeping count, so.
No.
All right, so I'm running now.
This has been riveting.
I know. Sorry, everyone. I know this is probably like not the most ideal content to be listening to. It's just us complaining.
Yeah. Anyway, we will be back on Monday with another podcast. We will see you then. Bye.
Bye.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, you beautiful people. 6:10 on your Friday. It feels good to be at Friday. It feels like hope.
It doesn't feel like a Friday, though.
No.
Yesterday, I was at a meeting for the basketball, and I was like, oh, yep, so we'll see you Saturday night. And I was like, yep, end of the week. And I was like, hang on.
That's like
2 days
soon.
Away.
Yeah, it creeps up on your Friday, doesn't it?
But
it's
really
good.
Does.
It's good. When you realise it's Friday, it feels good.
Oh, it's even better. And we're getting staff lunch today.
Woo!
I mean, it's sad because someone is leaving to go on maternity leave.
Yeah, definitely. Very sad. I sounded so happy about
she's
that.
She's having a baby, so yeah, it's like a happy sad.
It's not like she's getting sacked.
Yeah, she's coming.
Not yet, anyway. No, I'm
she's
just
coming
kidding.
Back, but the people who are a bit cash-struck like us at the moment, a free work lunch is amazing.
We usually have on a Friday, you probably heard us talk about a Friday fun lunch where we all go and get stuff for lunch, but this eradicates the cost of that, which is fantastic.
It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
It's always bets, though, as to where this staff lunch is going to come from.
Yeah, and I think Shani, who's leaving, is usually the one that organises the lunch.
Yeah, so
it'll be interesting.
Maybe she'll splurge a bit.
Maybe.
Because she has to organise them for everyone else. So she's like, my one, I'm going to put extra money in.
Yeah. Anyone who's got a pet knows that taking your dog for a walk can be a lot of fun. The dog may be dropping bombs along the way. You know, it may do the squat down where you're like, oh, no.
Or like Molly, who does 4 in a walk.
Exactly. Yeah, something like that. Molly's poops, I feel like, would be like kind of cute and petite and small.
They're not like rabbit size.
Okay.
They're a medium, I would say.
Like a cocktail Frankfurt, like, you know, the...
Yeah. About that size. A chipolata.
Yeah. Well, Phoebe's are like German sausage size.
A bratwurst.
Yeah, bratwurst. You know the kind of big sausage, things that you actually feed your dog?
Yeah.
That's like the size
alive,
of one of them.
Yeah,
alive. I took Phoebe for a walk yesterday afternoon. I was away yesterday, in case you didn't notice. I felt really bad in the morning. I threw up 2 times throughout the night and I woke up with a splitting headache. I don't know why. I think it may have been because of anxiety and stress that's happening in my life at the moment.
It happens. Anxiety does that to your body without you realizing.
Oh, 100%. And it's happened a couple of times before, but only like maybe 1 or 2 times before when my life's got really stressful. But anyway, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was feeling all right. So I thought, I better take the dog for a walk. So I took Phoebe for a walk around about 30 minutes. And I've got this route that I take Phoebe. And it's a round trip and it's about a 30-minute walk. And as I got to like the midpoint, which is the furthest away from the house, but we start coming back to to my place, she decides to squat down and take a massive poop right out the front of, across the road from Vic Park, right out the front of someone's house.
Mm.
And I go, oh, Phoebe, silly, look at the size of that one. I go to get bags. I've got a new lead. I haven't got bags attached to this lead. I haven't got bags.
And then you have to start doing the check of, like, can anyone see
and
me?
And I'm literally right out the front, not in someone's yard, but I'm
like
right
on the nature strip
out the front of someone's place. And I'm like looking, I'm like, is there light? There's no lights on. I think nobody's home. And I'm like looking around and I'm like, what do I do? Because usually I would be like, oh, pick that poop straight up and take it home with me. But I literally, like, unless I pick it up with my hands, which is disgusting, but is that what people expect of me? I don't know. I literally had nothing. So I kind of just like did a look around and then pretended to take a call. I pretended to take a call and went, oh, hi, Dad, here you go, and kept walking because I felt like it's not the worst thing in the world, let's be real, but I felt horrible.
Well, that's the thing. When we go for walks, sometimes people just don't pick up.
No.
And it is really frustrating.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, there was one spot we were walking around Lake Wendouree near Piper's, and that's what it's called, right? Piper's, yeah. I thought it was, like, Peppers. And
no.
I was like, no, Piper's.
Piper's by the lake, yeah.
There was heaps of poo throughout there. And I was like, what? Just pick it up. Like, yes, it's annoying, but... There's lots of bins, especially around like the lake and stuff. There's heaps of bins.
And I think there's a couple of places around the lake where there's actual
bags.
Bag dispensers. Mm. And that happens at the dog park all the time. Like you'll see people, their dogs will just poop and they will just keep they'll leave or they'll keep playing around. And I just look at them. I go,
I know it's gross, but it inconveniences everyone else. And it's going to be even more gross if someone steps in it or a dog goes to try and eat it.
So if someone is walking, I can't remember the name of the street. I'm terribly sorry. But across the road from Vic Park, it's over in the Newington area. If that's your house and there's a giant pile of kind of light green or like darky green. I don't know if that's healthy or not, but there's a giant poop at the front of your place. And I do, if you want me to, come and pick it up. I'll get someone to come pick
I'm
it up.
I'm surprised that you didn't go back to try and
well,
pick
I
it
thought,
up.
should I go back and pick it up? But it was halfway, like it was the furthest away of my house that I could have been.
I just like the idea, though, of you, like, finishing off your walk, getting in your car, getting a bag, driving back, just stopping on the side of the road, pulling it up into the curb.
If someone saw that, they'd be like,
quickly picks it up.
That's so weird. Some guy's collecting poop.
Engagement rings.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot about weddings and stuff like that.
We do. Well, they're a contentious topic.
Well, I feel like we're at the age that everyone around us is getting married and having babies.
There was two. Yeah, babies, definitely. There was two weddings that I missed last year because of COVID that I was invited to. Two weddings that I didn't go to because of COVID, but there are weddings definitely happening more and more in my life.
Exactly. And a lot more people are getting married, I feel, as well.
Well, I feel like after COVID, everyone's like, well, we need to get, let's just do it. Let's get married straight away.
Yeah. Well, Tiffany & Co., one of my favourite brands, they have just launched a new campaign and a new line of engagement rings for men.
Right.
So it's a bit of a cultural shift, and so now men can get proposed to. So obviously it's women can turn it on the role, gender roles on their head and propose to the man, but also for same-sex relationships.
Right.
This is very handy as well. Like, they're proper engagement rings. They're just for men. So the band is a little bit thicker and stuff like that, but it still has, like, the one diamond. And it's the first time in the brand's 184-year history that they are selling engagement rings for men. So this, they're leading the charge.
This makes sense. I wonder how prevalent, like, how more
interest and stuff.
Yeah, or how much more women are, like, proposing to men. Like, is that increasing a lot?
Well, it is. There was a little bit of an online survey done, and there was a 66% surge in interest for men's engagement ring searches between 2018 to 2019. So a big jump of people searching online for male engagement rings. So Tiffany's like, we're going to jump on this.
And nowhere else is doing male engagement rings?
I presume there is other places doing it, but Tiffany & Co. is, like, one of the biggest brands. When you think of jewelers, you go, oh, Tiffany's.
Yeah.
And so now that they're doing it, they're leading the charge. And they were the first ones to put diamond rings into engagement rings first. Wow. So they're doing this. Well, they did diamond rings and now they're doing this. And now everyone's going to get to go to the chapel and get married.
I know. It's good, isn't it? And that reminds me of this. I don't know about you.
Cute song.
It is a cute song. So I would not be. Would you propose to Greeks?
Oh,
this is the thing.
If he was taking his sweet old time, if I'm still here in 5 years and he hasn't, I would very much consider it.
I feel like a lot of women want to be proposed to.
Yeah, but
I would. But I'm okay with being proposed to.
Like, I'm fine with it either way. It's not something that I've necessarily thought about, but I think that's, like, why this is good. It's turning, like, gender roles on their head. But either way, but, yeah, if I'm still sitting here in 5 years without a ring on my finger, I'll put one on it myself and just say, hey, we're getting married.
I'll tap Greeks on the shoulder and go, get that engagement ring, please.
Little bit of a new insight into international borders reopening.
Yes, there's been a lot of speculation about this, a lot of stories going around, what's happening, when it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, the answer is they still don't know.
Yeah.
But it's looking even further than what we probably imagined.
Yeah.
What's kind of happening in India has an impact on it.
Yeah.
And a lot of it does come down to vaccinations, obviously. We've got the Mehur vaccination hub here. They've updated the parking. They're telling you to book in the afternoon, things like that. So, and we're up to people over 50. So we're starting to get through the population, which is good. I know over in America, anyone over the age of 16 is now eligible.
They're flying through vaccinations.
They're starting to make their way through it. But our international borders are likely to remain shut well into next year. So originally they were thinking beginning of 2021 they might look to start it doing some more flights, but that's probably not going to be the case because there is many parts of the world still grappling with the COVID-19 outbreaks.
Yep.
So our finance minister has been the one talking about this. Senator Simon Birmingham is his name, and he said that borders would remain shut this year, and it's actually because mostly the public opinion, well, this is what he says, but it's just the government deciding it, but he has said because the public opinion is clear that protecting lives and jobs is paramount.
Yes.
So Borders won't be flung open at the start of next year because there's too many uncertainties over the effectiveness of the global vaccine rollouts. We've got to wait to make sure lots of people are... enough people are vaccinated around the world for it to be completely effective.
Herd humidity. Herd immunity.
Yeah.
Not herd humidity.
That happens up in Darwin, the herd humidity.
That's right.
So, the borders aren't going to be opening anytime soon, but he's refused to pin down a timeline, which I think is good.
I think it's wise.
One of the most frustrating things with a lot of stuff with COVID, they'd be like, this will happen, we think, by this date. And then it comes to it and you're like, yeah, no, that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's good to give dates to hope for, but I feel like there hasn't really been many dates that have been met with, oh, yeah, that happened on that date kind of thing.
No, and if he just throws out a date, people will expect it on that date.
Well, that's the thing.
And if it doesn't happen... Then...
I go back to where, like, this time last year, like, everything was starting to really close down for the first time. I think we're right in the first lockdown kind of thing. And ScoMo's on the TV going, in 6 months, you know, it's all going to be good kind of thing. And we thought, yeah, okay, that's fair enough. And yes, granted, no one knew what we were really dealing with.
Yep.
But we all, like, went into it head and we're like, yeah, it's going to be good. 6 months, we can do this. And look at us now. Like, we're pretty good now.
Yeah.
But look at New South Wales at the moment.
I know.
And they've got a couple of days to work out where these mystery infections are coming from. Otherwise, they're going back into a lockdown properly. So...
I know, it's scary stuff.
I know, but if you're thinking that you're going to get to travel internationally anytime soon, think again, the Trans-Tasman bubble is still open for us at this stage, if you're flying from Melbourne.
And New Zealand is a beautiful place to go.
Yeah, but even Australia's got heaps of beautiful places. We're about to book a holiday to Tasmania.
Yeah.
I've never been there before.
It's great.
Which sounds lots of fun.
Yeah, and Tasmania's part of Australia, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Twitter has finally released a full-on update with its got a new feature, which I like the idea of.
Okay.
It's to help with people not posting as many hateful or hurtful things online.
Yeah.
So they've been trialing it for a while and now it's getting rolled out to anyone that uses the English language version of Twitter. So basically... it's going to use AI technology to detect any harmful language in a reply to another user or anything that you're posting as well. And if it detects any offensive language or something that might offend someone, whether that be like a swear word or like a term or something like that,
right,
a little pop-up is going to happen and it's going to ask you to think about your message and review it.
Okay.
Because sometimes...
like a little paperclip.
Yeah, so we're talking about this the other week that you have a 30-second delay on your emails.
Yes.
Because you just, like, type out something in the moment and then you're like, actually, maybe I shouldn't do that. So Twitter is kind of introducing that. So upon typing out any offensive, derogatory or just, you know, not a nice message or reply or anything, you'll see a little pop-up entitled, "Want to review this before tweeting?"
Okay.
It adds, "We're asking people to review replies with potentially harmful or offensive language." And then you can tap on three options, which is to tweet, so post it, edit it, or delete it.
Okay.
So it gives you the option of what you want to do. You can also click on an option to let Twitter know they were wrong to send this notification to you.
Right.
So it should help if you're just having some fun, friendly banter with a friend.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, sometimes things look really heated when it's actually just an inside joke between two people. But this is really good. You know, it prompts people to take a moment and think about what they are putting out on the internet.
That's right. And it's literally that you can write something in the heat of the moment and send it off straight away. But if you get a break, if you get like a little break in that momentum, you go, oh, okay.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Which is really good because we've seen obviously people just post really disgusting things on Twitter and over all social media for a very long time. And so now we've got the technology that can help put a little bit of a stop to that and just make people think about what they are posting. Because, in the heat of the moment, you might not think you're posting anything bad, but if this little pop-up comes up and you're like, and you reread it, you take a moment, you go, oh, hang on a second. Mm. This probably isn't the best thing to be posting out into the world, or it might offend someone that I'm replying to, things like that. So I think it's really good. And if you just want to completely ignore the message, you can do that as well. But, you know, I don't suggest doing that. It's popping up for a reason unless you look at it and you're like, I actually have no idea why it's doing that.
Mm.
But, very good use of technology going onto Twitter.
I don't use Twitter very often, but do you use Twitter very often?
No.
I don't know.
It was a really big thing in, like, the US.
Yeah.
And it just never really took off here. I know that people still do use it here. I know sometimes politicians and whatnot trying to be young and cool and hip with the kids.
Yeah.
But it's like how LinkedIn's making... I feel like LinkedIn is more popular here than Twitter.
LinkedIn is making a comeback.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning. It's your Power FM Brekkie Show. 7:10 this morning on your Friday morning.
I've just looked outside at the sky and it is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I'm going to quickly try to take a photo in a minute.
Okay.
It never does it justice though. I think this is like a good lesson for life though. Like when you take a photo of yourself and then you look back at it and you hate it and you're like, oh, this is annoying. And then you get down at yourself because of it. If you think of the same as when you're like, you're looking at a sunrise or a sunset and you take a photo and it never looks as good.
Yeah.
As in person.
Yeah, that's right.
Little philosophy for your Friday morning.
Little Friday motivation.
Should we have philosophical Fridays now?
Yeah, maybe we should.
I don't know what else I would say, but anyway.
Be like a loaf of bread. Bake.
I don't know what you're trying to
say. No, neither do I. I've got no idea. Hey, anyway, it's a great day. Looking at the sky this morning, it's a great day for the Ballarat Heritage Festival to kick off.
It is indeed. Got the Tweed Ride and everything happening. Lots of tours. There's little QR codes that you can scan and then you get around different spots around Ballarat and you can get all like this information, like cool interactive stuff. So much happening. And it goes for 3 weeks, which is awesome.
Mamma mia. Love this song. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you can love all the songs and sing it with... I'm not sure if they encourage the singing at Mamma Mia, the musical. They might.
Who knows?
But obviously, they've got microphones and stuff on, so they wouldn't be able to hear you anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I would just do it. And if you get kicked out, well, you know.
At least you had a good time.
You tried.
Yes, Mamma Mia, the musical is happening at Her Majesty's Theatre starting next Wednesday, and we have got a double pass to give away. The last one that we can give away.
That's right. This is very, very sad, I think, but also very exciting because that means it's happening soon.
I know. And if you do miss out, don't forget you can, of course, purchase tickets and go and see the production, of course. Now, because it is the last one, I thought I would make the lyrics like extra hard this morning.
You've said the lyrics to me and I was like... What?
I'm a big ABBA fan and I don't think I would get these ones either. Because I feel the other days, like, we've slowly worked up to getting harder and harder. But last once. We've got to make people earn these tickets.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I'm going to read out the lyrics of the song. If you think you know what they are from, 5333... What? No. 5? Yeah, 5333... I forgot our number just then.
5333103 if you know these lyrics.
I thought it was... Because our reception number is different.
We've got a few different numbers here.
I know. There's too many numbers to remember in this office. 5333103 Alright, so today's lyrics. I figured it made sense building a fence.
Poetic.
I know. Poetic genius.
Poetic.
I figured it made sense building a fence.
Yeah.
If you know what song that is from, 5333 1031 to win that double pass to Mamma Mia. Megan from Sebastopol, we're giving away the last double pass to Mamma Mia the musical. You just got to tell us which song these lyrics are from. I figured it made sense building a fence. Do you know what ABBA song that's from?
The winner takes it all.
Let's find out.
I figured it made sense.
That is correct.
Well done.
So, did you instantly know what song it was from?
Yeah, I did.
You must be a true ABBA fan.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have so much fun at the Mamma Mia musical presented by Block Music Theatre next week.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Talking weird dreams. Dreams, you know, a lot of people say dreams mean things. They mean...
Yeah, there's different things. Like if you're falling down, it means one thing. If you see yourself dying or something, it means that you're about to like kind of rebirth in a sense.
Oh, really?
I can go into like full on detail. I just have to re-research it.
Yeah.
Because I have done it a couple of times before because I've like had a dream and I'm like, I wonder what this meant. And then I researched it. I've just forgotten what I researched.
Right. Okay. Well, a couple of nights ago, I don't dream very often. So when I have a dream, I usually remember it. So a couple of nights ago, I had this dream about, it was very, so bizarre. My dreams are always so random. I was sitting at one of those American-style school desks, you know, with the single desk with the...
That open, lift up.
You can put stuff in them. I was sitting in that desk, and then Harold Holt, the Prime Minister...
Yeah.
I don't know what Harold Holt looks like, so... I made this connection in my head of this guy, and in my dream I went, oh, that's Harold Holt, came up beside me and handed me a pen.
And is that it?
That's the whole dream.
Okay. I'm going to quickly Google. I've got Google open to see what that comes up with.
Does every dream mean something?
I don't know. I think it...
Or can some dreams just mean nothing? Because I don't know. I don't want to implicate myself. I don't know if Harold Holt's disappearance is still an open investigation. I don't want to...
Oh, okay. There is top article.
Okay.
What does it mean to receive a pen in a dream?
Okay.
Alrighty. A pen is a symbol of stability in fate, affairs, troubles, and impressions. Traditionally, in many dream books, a pen is a symbol of fortune, or rather is sustainability. If there is a pen in a dream, it means that your fate is inevitable. Everything that is destined to happen to you will come true.
Hopefully it's all good stuff.
Well, it's about a symbol of fortune and sustainability.
Right. So fortune as in like financial fortune, or fortune as in just like goodwill and good luck?
I think it could be anything. But then another article further down says a pen in a dream could be urging you to communicate with someone. Do you need to get in touch with a person you've not contacted in a while? So you need to like reach out and write, because pens were writing.
Yeah.
So maybe trying to
reach out.
But then another one says, a pen refers to your understanding of your relationship with others and how your presence affects them.
Right.
So do any of those feel like they are relative in your life at the moment?
I mean, I could connect all three of those to my life at the moment, although I don't really know. There's really no one in my life that I don't talk to that I should talk to.
Would you say that... Did Harold Holt gift you this pen?
No, he just handed me pen. No, he just handed me a pen as if, like, oh, here you go, borrow my pen. And the weird thing is, so Harold Holt has nothing to do, so there's no... He was just in my mind at the time.
It's very, it's a very odd connection, because I'm the same. I know I do dream a lot. I'm quite a vivid dreamer. I just cannot remember them.
Yeah.
In any way, shape or form, I can't remember dreams. But when I do, they're always... the most bizarre ones.
Yeah.
And I had one the other night that I've still been able to remember. And I don't know what this means, but the radio station was on fire. And you and I were having an argument before we evacuated as to how we made sure we didn't go off air. And you were like, Maddie, it doesn't matter. And I was like, no, I'm not getting fired because we didn't play the system into auto. That was my dream. I don't know what that means.
Would you, if the station was on fire?
I'd be straight out.
You wouldn't worry?
I wouldn't worry. I'm petrified of fire alarms, okay. So I'm the first one out.
Because it would take me probably like half a second to just turn this to auto so that nothing stops.
Okay.
So I could just do that and then we run out.
Now that we've talked about, maybe that's what my dream was
trying to.
We needed to have this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
That if there's a fire,
okay.
You have to hit the button because I'm not going to.
Fair enough.
Glad we had this chat.
Yeah, great. We've sorted a few things out. We're both going to run out if the building's on fire, and pens are a pretty good thing in a dream.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
That's right. Happy Friday morning, 10 past 8 this morning on your Friday. And I don't know about you, but it wasn't too, like, icy cold out there this morning.
Oh, there was a little bit of what I call dragon's breath when you breathe you get the puff of smoke.
Yep.
That was happening this morning when I was walking from the car to the office. But apart from that, it was balmy.
Yeah,
it was nice and warm. Could have been in a T-shirt.
Quite humid, actually, out there.
Everybody get up, it's time to call now. We got a real comp going down. Welcome to the Ballers. It's your chance to win ticks to the B-Ball.
That's so long.
It's so long. Yeah, we're probably going to have to cut it in half.
In case you haven't heard him already, Mr. Jordan Lingard is here. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are we?
We're doing good.
We were expecting two of you this morning.
I know.
We FaceTimed Millie just before. She's like, guys, I live 2 minutes away. I'll be there in a second.
Okay. And that was about...
2 minutes ago.
2.5 minutes left of the song. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll be there in 2 minutes. And, you know... She hasn't arrived.
No, she's probably listening to us right now.
She's probably in the car.
Hi, Millie. But something, obviously, the game is back on tomorrow. You're playing Frankston. And one thing we've noticed on all the social stuff, you guys are wearing some pink shirts. What's all that about?
Yeah, so one of our kind of games looking forward towards just getting around kind of issues with just what's happening in the world. So trying to take a stand, show some kind of positivity. Showing that we're all kind of unified with problems, and yeah, it's going to be kind of a good game. So if you're coming around, make sure wear something bright and pink so you get noticed.
Yeah, so it's for cancer awareness. You guys are fundraising for the Fiona Elsie Cancer Research Institute as well. So make sure you come along. It's Mother's Day too, so lots of stuff happening.
The next day.
Yeah, the next day. Well, this weekend. Yeah. I'm just going weekend in general.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Depending if we need to go into overtime again, we might end up in onto Sunday. You never know.
Who knows?
You never know what's going to happen, especially after last week. It was a great game at the end there.
Yeah, it was. It was very stressful. I know a lot of people at the edge of their seats, but hopefully we can get the win for everybody coming around this weekend. So
now, the idea with Baller v Caller is you, the listener, call us up with a question, a trivia question, and we have to try and guess it. And if we don't guess it, you win the double pass to the basketball. Now,
well, you're going to win it anyways.
That's true. But the questions, like last week, the questions were... It was just very
basketball specific, yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be literally anything. I would really appreciate if someone calls up with a Disney question right now because I'm going up for Josh and I don't know how many Disney movies Jordan has seen.
I'll give you a hint. It's all of them.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, will I be so good at it? No.
Anyway, it could be any trivia question. 533-1031. Call us up right now. Just by calling and giving us that question, you're going to win a double pass to the basketball. And we're going to see who between Jordan and I is a bit smarter this morning.
That's
right. Always limbering up over here. He's stretching. He's ready to go.
Just needed it, okay.
And hopefully, Millie... Wouldn't it be funny if we finish this and Millie arrives?
It's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 533-1031. Ball of a caller. Call us up. Give us a question and you could score yourself double passes to the basketball. The Miners and Rush vs Frankston this weekend.
It's happening.
Yeah.
We've got Jordan Lingard from the Miners in and someone who's just joined us. Good morning, Millie.
How you going, Millie?
I'm all right. I'm here, so it's fun.
You got here. Well, yep. Did you hear us on the radio before saying, hi?
Bagging me out on the way, yep.
That's all right. Wait, what are friends for if we can't bag you out when you're late to things? I'd like to hope that we're all friends in this room.
I would hope so.
Are you in our attention? Oh, we're both looking at each other like, are we?
Yeah, we're friends. But we are doing Ball of Equal. We've got a double pass to give away to the basketball tomorrow night that is happening against Frankston at the Ballarat Sports and Events Centre. Also raising some money for the Elsie Cancer Research Institute as well. So a good game to get down to. We heard from Jordan before. How are you looking forward to the game tomorrow night, Millie?
I'm so excited. The pink round's my favourite round, favourite colour. Good atmosphere. Everyone gets around it. So, yeah, I think it'll be a good game.
Yep. It should be good. Are you guys doing anything special for your mums on Mother's Day?
Mum, don't
listen. Is it a surprise?
Mum, don't be listening to this. No, I can't say because they might be listening. But
unless you've done something, I was waiting for you to be like, we've done nothing.
We're not heartless. We have something. It's my mum's birthday on Saturday as well, so we got
double whammy.
Wow. That's a whole weekend of just specialness.
Well,
at least you remembered Mother's Day.
Oh. What happened?
No, it's fine.
Anyways,
all right,
let's get to the phones because we have to get a trivia question. Let's go Jordan against me this morning as we try to give away this double pass.
All right, let's get the question.
Neve is on the phone. She's from Ballarat Central and she has got our question this morning. Good morning, Neve.
Good morning.
Are you a fan of the basketball? Have you been out to one of the games yet?
No.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So all you got to do, Jordan from the Miners is here and he's going up against me. You need to give us a trivia question and we're going to see who's going to get it right between us. Have you got one?
Yes.
Alrighty. What's your question this morning?
What year was the NBA started?
Oh. What year was the NBA started? I'm trying to think.
It's like recently.
No, like NBA. No. So as in the one in America?
Yeah.
Oh, God. They've been around for...
A plenty of years.
1972?
No.
I'm going to go with a random hunch that I'm feeling. Is it 1949?
No.
Oh, it's not. Is one of us close? Who's the closest so far?
Probably you, Maddie.
Oh, okay. What did I say? 72. 65?
You're really close.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'll go with 63.
No, you're really close to
64.
Yes.
Oh, she got it.
Thank you. Congrats, Neve. You were going to the bus. Well, that was a good question.
A good one.
Thank you.
I've switched over to the other side of the desk.
You are in control.
Does this feel so weird? Does this feel really weird?
It's really weird.
It feels weird to me, but the reason that we've switched over is because I don't want any cheating or anything of any kind when it comes to our next little game.
Okay.
Because we're going to find out how well you know your mother.
Okay. So this is I'm really nervous because if I don't know any of this, I'm going to look like a horrible son.
Well, the reason that I'm asking this, obviously Mother's Day this weekend.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be fun to see how well you know your mum.
Okay.
You know, that's one thing, one gift you could give to your parents for Mother's Day is you know them.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
So I called your mum yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And so I got some information off her. I asked her some questions.
Okay.
And from there, I've gotten her answers. I'm going to ask you these same questions.
Okay.
And we're going to see if your answers match up.
Oh, gosh. All
right. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I did ask her how she thought that you were going to do first. Let's have a quick listen. Your mum's name is Louise, by the way, for listeners.
Mm-hmm. Look, I think there might be a few he can't answer because I've never talked to him about anything like that. So maybe he might get, I don't know, 4 or so out of the lot, but he'll be lucky.
Out of what? 100?
There's 6.
Oh, okay.
So she thinks she's going to get 4 out 6 of 6.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready to go?
I'm glad she has hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first question, what is your mother's birth date?
Oh, the 16th of June, 1956.
Let's find out.
16th of June, 1956.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right. We're on the board.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. This one might be a little bit harder.
Okay.
What was your mum's first car?
Oh, gosh.
Have a think. What would your mum possibly have driven back in the day?
It wasn't like some, it wasn't an old Holden or maybe a Morris Minor, a mini Morris Minor.
What's a Morris Minor?
Mini, it's an old, really old British car.
Come on, you got to lock in answer.
Lock in. Do I have to like a specific like brand and model or just can I say a Holden? Because I think I remember a Holden.
You just going to go with a Holden?
I'm going to go an old like Holden SV or SJ.
Okay. Here's what it said.
It was an EJ Holden.
Yes, I just got
I'll pay that. Yeah. I'll pay that.
I just got the little, you know, letters wrong.
All right, you're doing so good.
Okay, I'm doing well.
Two out of two so far. All right, number 3.
Okay, great.
If your mum could see any artist or band or musical performance, who would it be?
Oh, gosh. She's seen so many.
It might be one she wants to see again.
It
could be anything. Who would your mum want to see in concert?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. She likes so many. She's quite cool. She likes newer artists as well as older artists. I'm going to go. Oh, you got the music going.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
I thought it was getting a little bit too boring. Come on.
I'm going to say.
3, 2, 1.
Lady Gaga.
It would be the Michael Hutchins.
Of course.
She wants to go see In Excess.
Of course.
All right, well, you got that one incorrect.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
All right, next one. What's the worst Mother's Day present you ever gave her? And she said she didn't like it because it wasn't personable.
Oh. Oh. I can't remember.
She hasn't forgotten, I'll tell you. She answered this one straight away.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh, like a voucher or something, some type of voucher.
Let's find out.
He's always been very thoughtful as far as Mother's Day is concerned, but he did buy me one time a set of knives.
She didn't like the set of knives.
She didn't like the set. Really?
Because it wasn't personable.
She needed knives.
Apparently she didn't want them. All right,
okay.
Next one. I'm going to be very surprised if you get this.
Okay.
All right. What age was your mum when she had her first kiss?
Oh, gosh.
When do you think your mum would have gotten a little smoochy-smooch?
Is this weird for me to know?
Yes, and I thought it would be a fun one to ask.
Oh, first kiss. I'm going to go, she lived next to boys. She grew up in Moree, and next door there was a house full of boys. There was 4 boys, and she was in a house full with 5 girls. So I'm going to say it would have been kind of maybe 16.
You going with 16?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Oh, gosh. That's a bit of a secret. Say I was about 15 or 16.
Ooh. I'll take that. She said 15 or 16, so.
I wonder if it was one of the boys next door, Mum, was it?
Well,
I wonder.
I don't know. You can ask her.
Ask her now. Yeah.
I didn't want to ask who her first kiss was. All right, last question.
Last one.
What would your mum say is your worst habit?
My worst
your
habit.
Your worst habit.
My worst habit. My worst habit.
Yeah. She went straight away on this one as well.
Did she?
Yeah. As soon as I said it, she was like this.
Is it my Is it? Could it be like a characteristic, like patience?
It just said what your worst habit is.
Well, I'm going to say I have issues with patience.
Okay.
So I'm going to say I'm quite impatient sometimes.
All righty, let's find out what she said.
He makes big smellies.
You make big smellies. That's your worst habit, according to your mum.
Really? Wow. Well, if that's my worst habit, I'm okay with that.
So what did you get? You got three?
Three or four,
I
think.
Three or four.
Yeah.
That's all right. I feel like you somewhat know your mother.
What's hot and what's not? Thanks to the Western Hotel.
Who wants to go first this morning?
I can go first if you want.
Okay, all right.
Alrighty, so today is one of the international days of the year. It's No Pants Day.
Amazing.
Which I would more than happy be a part of at work. I think I might get in trouble, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like we should have just done it.
We should have just
No
just
Pants.
Do it. Just
good
do
bonding it. Session.
Yeah.
Very weird bonding session.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so my hot or not for today is wearing pants to bed.
3, 2, 1.
I'm a knot.
Hot.
I'm a knot because I get too hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I'm a cold. I'm always cold.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'm a free spirit at night. A free spirit.
You have nothing. There's nothing.
I got a t-shirt.
And that's it.
Yep.
Okay.
Free spirit.
Sometimes, like during summer here in Ballarat,
I let it air. Okay. Is that not a thing? Like,
I mean, yeah, during summer, yes, that is what I do, but. During winter, I get cold.
Usually what happens, though, like, because it's been cold the past couple of nights, I'll start with pyjama pants on.
Yeah.
And then at some point during the night, they come off because I get too hot.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. That's fair enough.
All right. Do you have your hot or not for this morning?
Yeah. Mine is trash talking during a sporting game.
3, 2, 1.
Not.
As in the players or people heckling?
Players. Players.
Oh, players. Not.
Yeah, not. We just had Millie in here from the Rush, and she was saying how one of the players last week was doing a bit of trash talking, and I was like, just focus on the game.
Yeah.
Don't focus on the other players.
Yeah, I don't see the point in it. Like, unless you're friends with them and it's like a bit of fun
banter.
Being like,
yeah.
When they do like a bad shot, be like, ooh.
Yeah.
But I feel like you've got to have that friendship level with them first, not if it's like just another competitor.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm a not.
No to trash talking. Our messages for Mum Comp has been up on our website for a while now.
It has, and we've had lots of lovely entries of people just saying how amazing their mums are.
Yeah.
And it's been so nice for us to read them out each day, and you know, it makes me feel like I need to do better as a child.
Yes, it really does.
Because I've half organised Mum's Mother's Day present, but I did it. I haven't written anything yet. But, of course, with this, we had a lovely hamper to give away as well. So not only did we get the lovely messages, there was a little bit of enticement there to, you know, get a hamper for Mum for Mother's Day, which is very lovely. It's all thanks to 40 Winks Ballarat, locally owned and operated on the corner of Mayor and Peel Streets. And we have drawn out a winner during that song just then.
We have
pulled it out of the hat and we've got the number. We've put it in. Shall we call our winner, Josh?
Yeah, let's call it. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is that Jessica?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jess. It's Josh and Maddie from Power FM. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Now, you entered into our Messages for Mum competition because you wrote a lovely message for your mum, Kylie.
Yes, I did.
All right, I've got the message in front of us. It says, a little message to say how much you deserve one of those Mother's Day hampers. You've been there for just your kids and your grandkids. You're there for everyone, whether it's a stranger or relative. You have the biggest heart of gold. You're doing such an amazing job to being a single mum to 7 kids and raising us. Words can't describe how much I love you. I hope you have the best day. You deserve it. Love, Jess. That's very sweet of you, Jess, to write that up on our website.
Oh, thank you.
And we want to make it extra sweeter because, well, your last name is Sweet. Your mum's name is Sweet. And we want to give you guys the hamper. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
No, not a worry. We are very excited to be able to celebrate the mums of Ballarat. And yours sounds like an absolute winner.
She sounds like a legend.
She is.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about her. What's she like? She kind? She loving?
She's very lovely. She's just a mum that everyone will want.
Yeah,
oh, love that. She can be Ballarat's mum now. She's won our Messages for Mum competition. Congratulations once again. And make sure you say a big thank you to her from us for being such a great mum as well.
I will. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Jessica. I mean, it's great to see that, you know, Mother's Day is fast approaching this weekend and there are some awesome mums out there.
There really are.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there.
Yeah, especially my mum for stitching me up before.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.